Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Anastasi is here, too. Folks, Tom is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Boston University, the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's the producer and of a film that was from the book his wife wrote called Spin the Plate. It's an award-winning, successful full-length indie film. It's awesome. We helped him. I feel like we helped him birth that on the show over the years. He's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. And Spin the Plate is now on Amazon Prime.
Wow.
My wife and I decided to give that as a present to people, and it has thousands and thousands of minutes of streaming in the past couple of weeks.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of people were waiting for it to get on Prime, and so we're good. Thrilled to death that we can share it with people.
Can you make some money on that? Will Amazon pay you for some of that?
A little bit. We make 4 cents an hour for people who have seen it. So
yeah.
If somebody watches the movie, we make 8 cents.
But I got you.
We'll
go ahead and round that up to a dime and make it worth your while there, Tom. But, folks, it's awesome. You need to check it out. Spin the Plate. Hey, Tom, one of the things that's going on right now is a whole lot of remote working, unprecedented number of – we saw this in the tri-state area after 9/11, a lot of remote working, but it wasn't national. Of course, we do know that over the last 30 years with the internet and with other associated technologies, that remote working has been growing. There's no question about it. I know C-suite executives who never go to the office. I mean, they work from home on the other side of the country from the headquarters sometimes. So this has been growing, but this new level of remote working has been imposed on us nationally. And during this era, this mid sort of the midpoint, the nexus between the pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, whenever people are using technology like Zoom and others, it's been a little bit of a picnic atmosphere. But I believe that and I want you to talk about this, we're going to have to pick up our game a little bit going forward, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that things like interviewing, sales calls, you can still do a lot with technology. Because, I mean, my kind of bias, since I did sales for 10 years and sales management for 10 years before getting into academia, is sales is really hard. Sales is really hard. and it's all about relationships. And sure, you can do a lot on the phone, but there's still that connection that you can have with video that you can't get any other way. And one of the
people still want face to face, don't they? Humans still want face to face.
They do, and it's just so much about having that makes a huge difference.
Let me give you a quick example. I put together a Zoom call yesterday where if we had had this call a year ago, one person was in Texas, I'm where I am, the other person was in California, three of us together, and a year ago we would have just had a conference call and wouldn't have thought anything about it. But now, even though we didn't have to do it, we did a Zoom call and we saw each other's face. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The technology has really, really gotten better. But still, with that, you have to up your game a little bit. And it's not expensive and it's not hard, but it makes a huge amount of difference. So the first thing is that lots of people will use Zoom on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they just use the little microphone that's on your computer,
right,
which is not great.
That's right.
Because huge difference in audio. And You know, one of the things is that you can get an external microphone. You can get a microphone that's noise canceling that fits right over your mouth. And again, this is not expensive, maybe $50. So one of the things is that a lot of studies have been done is that the audio quality, if people look at two meetings, good audio quality, bad audio quality, and they will say, oh, the meeting with the good audio quality was better, but they don't
That's
know
right.
that. It's just something you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know this from radio, how important good
audio
is.
Well, I've been saying for years, Tom, that when you were doing, if you're doing a video for content production, your audience will give you a pass if your video, if the video is not perfect, but your sound has to be professional grade. That they don't mind looking through a little grain to see your face. They get over that. They understand that. But the sound needs to be pro grade. And I'm going to do something I rarely do. I'm going to talk about a product. This is the one that I use, Tom. It's called a Samson, like the strongman Samson Stage X. I'm sorry, Stage. And this is important. PXD1. Put the P in front of the X, PXD1. This is a Bluetooth. It's $79. And what I do is you plug it right into the USB of your computer. The Bluetooth works off of the sending unit. And it's got a hardwired microphone into the sending unit that goes in my pocket. I pull the mic up under my shirt and out into the front of the shirt, and it just sits there. And I have professional grade sound on a Zoom, and it costs you $79, and it works every time,
right.
Automatic. The computer
and it
says,
does.
The computer recognizes I don't have to do any setup.
And the thing is that what people don't realize is that it's the difference that the customer's going to feel based on using that type of microphone versus the computer microphone is night and day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you hear it, folks. You hear it on television.
Yep.
They'll do. I mean, I don't understand some of these dummies who know they're going to be interviewed by a television network, and they won't even spend $79 to get a mic, and they'll use it work off their television. I've actually had the host. You've seen the host just tell people they got to go because the sound's so bad. So you got to up
right.
your game, folks. And this is going forward, Tom, because you and I both know. There's going to be more of this kind of business going on. Right now, we're doing survival stuff. We're sort of playing around with it right now. But going forward, post-pandemic and the new regular, this is going to be more of our life, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, and...
Hey, Tom, hold that thought. Hold
that
thought. I'm going to let you pick that back up after the break. We're going to be right back with Tom Anastasi. Anastasi.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.